Brightling by Rebecca Lyle. Read by Joan Walker. Chapter 1. Sparrow.
I can't find him! I must find him!
Sparrow cried, looking around wildly. She ducked under Mr. Pincher's outstretched, grabbing arm and raced past him towards the stone stairs.
Come here!
Mr. Pinch roared.
Where is he?
Sparrow cried, racing up the stairs two at a time.
I can't go without saying goodbye. I can't.
In the hall below, the other orphanage girls watched her anxiously. Miss Nip was standing on the landing, blocking her way. She tapped her cane against her palm.
Sparrow, you have 1 minute to leave this establishment.
She pointed to the clock, high up on the wall. It was nearly 6.
1 minute.
You'd better go.
One of the girls took Sparrow's hand gently. It's now or never. Little Jean took her other hand and they guided her back down the stairs.
You've no choice,
Mary whispered.
None,
Little Jean added.
But Scaramouche,
Sparrow said, pulling away from them. Mr. Pinch was holding the big black door open. Before she knew it, Sparrow was being helped out. She was on the doorstep. She was outside.
Goodbye, dear Sparrow,
she heard Mary call before the heavy door slammed shut behind her.
And good riddance, Miss Nip's voice trilled sharply from behind it.
She rammed the long iron bolts into their sockets as though she had a grudge against them.
Go and boil your heads, Sparrow muttered.